Many museums hold unique and precious items you won't find anywhere else. This museum does quite the opposite of that, and in some ways makes it quite special in its own right. Many visit this site because it's unremarkable. I'll explain on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When Martha Schultz and her husband Steve began hanging items on an old tree stump along their rural timber-lined road, people began adding to the collection. Eventually, Martha put up a small shed to house a very unique and artistic museum.
So now we have the Museum of Unremarkable Objects, and it's an homage to the objects we see and use every day in everyday life. And these unremarkable objects have histories. So you never thought, well, where did a safety pin come from? Or who won the first trophy?
The Museum of Unremarkable Objects isn't like most museums. You can just pull your car off the road, come inside, and look around. There's no admission, the door is open, and you can give items to Martha to add to the collection.
So you could come in, see these objects that were made into works of art, and learn a little bit of history about the things we use every day.
You'll find things like matchbooks, rubber surgical gloves, cheese graters, all turned into pieces of art with a short history of the object here as well.
So we are always looking for submissions. We're always looking for ideas, and people leave things. Somebody just recently left a fishing bobber, so I'm going to have to be challenged to make something out of that and write the history of fishing bobbers.
So why would someone take time to create a little roadside museum like this?
Makes me happy. Makes me smile and makes other people smile. And I don't know, I'm looking at Steve when I say this. I mean, we just love hearing people laughing down here all day. We can hear people ringing the bell and laughing out loud and hollering and yelling at each other. And it just brings us joy.
And you too can stop by to look at the interesting items or perhaps even leave one yourself here at the Museum of Unremarkable Objects. Traveling the countryside on Sleepy Hollow Road near Gay's Mill, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCrae.